Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, day by day, Lum gets less interested in his job as president of the school board. And the main reason for this seems to be the new teacher, Professor M. Sloan, who likes nothing better than to sit down with Lum and have a nice chat about theory and the practice of education. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store, and seated in the library section is Grandpappy Spears, once again absorbed in his favorite volume, the Almanac. Listen.
Yeah, well, well, good for them. Good for them.
Good for who, Grandpa?
You see, McNamara and Van Kempen.
Who?
McNamara and Van Kempen. Well, I'm proud to know this.
Well, who is this McNamara and Van Kempen? What'd they do?
They win the bicycle race in 1924.
Bicycle race?
Yes, according to the almanac.
Hmm.
They went it in 1924. The six-day bicycle race. Well, good for them.
6 days? Is that how long it's taken them to run the race?
Yeah, according to the almanac.
Well, I do know. Well, that's awful slow time, I'll say that part. 6 days. Doggies, I believe I could do it faster than that.
Yeah, that does appear like awful slow time, don't it?
Sure.
Of course, now it says here that there was two fellers that winded. That must mean that both of them was on the bicycle.
Oh, it does, huh? Sort of took turns riding each other, huh?
I reckon so.
Well,
and you got to admit, Abner, that'd slow them down considerable.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's different.
And maybe one of them was awful fast.
Could have been.
It's hard pumping with a fat feller on the handlebars, you know.
Why, sure it is. Facts is, maybe both of them was fat. See, this might have been the fat men's race. I know every year at the Elks Picnic over at Cherry Hill, they always have a fat man's race.
On bicycles?
Well, no, over there, they just sort of race on foot. Did you know them two fellers, Grandpa?
Yeah, what two fellers, Abner?
That, McNamara and Van Kempen, or whatever their names are.
Well, them names do sound familiar. Seems like I've heard them someplace. What do they look like?
Why, I don't know. They're fat, that's all I know. You were the one that's looking them up in the almanac there.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Look them up in the almanac. Where'd you meet these fellas, Abner?
Meet them? Well, I never met them nowhere. You were the one... Oh, wait a minute. There comes Lum.
What'd you say their names was again?
Wait a minute. There comes Lum. Well, howdy, Lum. What's taking you so long? I thought you just went over to get the mail.
Oh, I did, but I ran into that dad-blamed Professor Sloan again.
Professor Sloan.
Yeah, it looks like every time I get out, I run into him, and every time he has to start and discuss education.
Well?
Went all through the early Egyptian school system again.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Granny, I'm going to have to get shut of him. We don't all the youngins in town that grew up talking Egyptian.
Well, what's he doing out running around town this time of day? I thought he was supposed to start school today.
Well, he did, but he let the youngins out today early on account of this was the first day. Or some such silly reason.
Oh, the early Egyptians do it that way, I reckon.
More than likely.
Yeah, just about it.
I wonder what's a good legal way of getting shut of a teacher.
Legal?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to know that. You're president of the school board.
Yeah, I believe I found it, Abner.
Huh?
Sam Atchison and Walter Strury of Memphis.
Who are they, Grandpa?
You tell the fellas you want me to look up in the almanac for you?
Well, I never asked you to look up nobody in the almanac.
Sam Atchison and Walter Strully of Memphis. They won the National YMCA Doubles Four-Wall Handball Championship in 1936, according to the almanac.
Oh, me.
Anything else you want to know, Abner? Look up for you?
I never wanted to know nothing,
Grandpa. For goodness sakes, what is all this prittle-prattle?
I don't know, Lum. Grandpap read something in there about a couple of fellers winning a bicycle race. I believe their names was McNamara and Van Kempen, so then we got to...
What's them names, Abner?
McNamara and Van Kempen.
Just a minute, I'll look them up for you. Let's see here now, Mac.
There he goes again.
Well, just let him go ahead and read the almanac.
Yeah.
Abner, I want you to help me study up some way to get Professor Sloan to resign or something.
Well, I don't hardly know how to do that, Mom. Why don't you just take it up with the school board? Maybe they can figure out some way.
No use doing that. They wouldn't be no help.
They wouldn't, huh?
Well, Ezra Seastrunk appears to want a man teacher this year, so he'll want the professor to stay.
Oh, yeah, more likely Ezra will, yeah.
And you know how Sister Simpson feels about a man teacher. I've heard she's already started sparking at the professor.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about it at all, yeah. I seen her on the street the other day, all rosy jawed, had her hair all frizzed up. She's got her cap set for him, ain't no doubt about it.
For goodness sakes, that's disgusting.
Why, sure.
Falling in love with a school teacher.
Of course, I'll say one thing for him, Olam. That would make an awful good match.
Good match?
Yes, sir. There is the one talkingest two people I ever knowed. Two talkingest one people. What do I mean?
Well, I know what you mean. You're right.
Yeah.
They'd talk one another to death.
Oh, talk, both of them all the time.
But that don't help me get shut of the professor.
No.
And I know I got to do it. As president of the board, it's my duty to do it. For the sake of the youngins.
Sake of the youngins?
Why, sure. They won't learn nothing from him.
They won't, huh?
Sit up there and talk for hours.
Joy, he's a talker.
He'll more like a run through the early Egyptian school system 1,000 or 100 times. Them youngins won't understand one thing he says.
Why, no, I don't think they will. I know I never understood nothing he said that night he'd taken supper with us, sat there and talked half the night, and I don't know yet what he's talking about.
So we just got to get a new teacher. That's all there are to it.
Well, I don't know what to suggest, Arden. Why don't you just come right out flat-footed, Lum? Just tell him he's fired.
Oh, I can't do that, Abner. The board's got to vote on them things, you know.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah, we got to study up something that'll make him want to resign.
Oh, like what, for instance?
Oh, I don't know. Might scare him some way.
Scare him?
Yeah, get him to thinking the schoolhouse is haunted or something.
Schoolhouse is haunted?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to go about that, Lum?
Well, we can dress up in sheets like ghosts and drag some chains and go over some night and just scare the daylights out of
him. Oh, doggy, I'd love to do that. Now, wait a minute, though. He ain't over there at night long.
My granny says that's right.
No, he goes back to the boarding house in the night. He's just there in the daytime.
Well, we'd go over there someday. No, couldn't go in the daytime, could we?
Why?
Well, they'd see us.
Oh, yeah, doggy, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, let's see. Just scare him to death. Make him think it's haunted over there. Yeah, that'd be a good one on him, professor living in a haunted schoolhouse. Whereabouts did you hear that?
I never heard it no place.
Did you hear that, Grandpap? The schoolhouse is haunted.
Huh? I can't find these names in here nowhere, Abner.
Well, I don't care about that. Lum says the schoolhouse is haunted.
Abner, I never said no such a thing.
Haunted, huh?
Yeah.
Must be old Clyde.
Old Clyde?
Yeah, I used to know a ghost by the name of Clyde. He haunted places around here.
You mean you know the ghost personal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Grandpap, you couldn't have did that.
Well, I never knowed him personal, no. But Charlie Redfield knowed him.
Charlie Redfield?
Yeah, many's the time I've heard Charlie tell how him and the ghost used to sit out on the hay rack late at night and talk about different stuff.
Oh, prattle. Sit and talk to a ghost.
It's the truth, Abner. I know one awful cold winter, Charlie gave Clyde a blanket to wear over his sheet.
A blanket to wear?
Caught the world and all of that, ghost.
Oh, me.
You just ask Charlie. He'll swear up and down and so.
That outcaps anything I've ever heard you tell yet, Grandpa.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe Charlie Redfield no more than I would you, Grandpa.
No, me neither.
So that takes care of that. Now, let's get back to Professor Sloan.
A ghost that was named Clyde.
That's just exactly what it was, Clyde. No. I never did know his last name.
Well, ghosts don't have last names.
They gotta have a last name if they got a first name.
They don't even have first names, neither.
Well, this one did.
Oh, I don't believe it.
All right, hush up now, you two.
I recollect one time Clyde and Charlie Redfield teamed up and won the 6-day bicycle race in 1924.
6-day bicycle? I thought you read in the almanac there two fellers named McNary and Van Kempen done that.
Who?
McNary and...
All right, let's not get into that again.
Well, Grandpap said that Clyde and Charlie Redfield...
I think you're wrong, Abner.
Huh?
I'll look it up in the almanac and prove it to you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Look it up, Grandpap, and maybe we can get some peace around here.
Yes, I recollect, Abner. The fellas you're thinking of win the national handball championship. Four walls doubles.
That was Sam Atchison and somebody.
Who?
Sam Atchison and some other
fellow. Oh, no. The ghost's name was Clyde. Just ask Charlie Redfield.
Who's talking about the ghost?
Oh, for goodness sakes, you fellas are enough to drive a man stark raving mad crazy. Now, hesh up, both of you.
Well, I don't care, Lump. Grandpap
claimed... Abner, I said to hesh up.
Well, all right, just the same. I still...
But stop that grumbling.
All right.
Grandpap, if you want to read, go ahead and read, but keep it to yourself. Don't read nothing out loud.
Well, now, what if I did?
Nothing. Just you get everybody all mixed up, that's all. Just do as I say. And, Abner, you go over there and straighten out them canned goods there. They look terrible.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here and study.
Huh?
I've got to do some thinking. I'll figure this thing out some way to get you to the professor. And I need a lot of quiet around here to do it. Now, don't whistle or nothing or sing while you're working.
Don't worry. I ain't going to waste my whistling around this place.
And he's what a day. You see now.
All right, Jiminy Lum, I believe you're in luck. Is this what you're looking for?
Huh?
You know them two friends of yours?
Friends of mine?
Yeah, McNamara and Van Kempen. Says here they won some kind of a bicycle race. It's a sure small world, ain't it?